T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Jenna Cameron, John Rich, 94 WIP. By the way, I do want to get, as we move toward Beat the Hammer here, maybe in the next week or two, I do have some music in mind that I know you guys want to play Benny Hill when I come down the hallway, but I'm thinking something else.
Don't like that idea?
Well, Benny Hill signifies the absurd, the foolish, the foolhardy, the bad. I mean, I'm the hammer. I almost always win. I had some struggles in late December, early January, but I've got a record of 206-35. I am thinking either the Darth Vader theme song.
That would be appropriate.
He was the bad guy.
Yeah, I mean, not bad.
People consider me the bad guy. I am menacing in that.
I actually think that's pretty good.
So that would be pretty good as I walk down the hallway, although John might object because he's got love for Star Wars. He might not think I'm worthy of Darth Vader music. The other is the Patton theme song. I mean, there's a point, man. Fires me up. I got a General Patton-like thing going here. I mean, I kick ass. I'm an ass kicker. I mean, what do you want me to tell you? It's not my fault that I was born with the brain of sports knowledge that is just obviously beyond mere mortal men or women. All right. We have a prize here today as I get into Hammer-esque, ready to roll. Hey, our prize today, we've got an Eagles NFC Champions cuff black knit hat, courtesy of Scheib Vintage Sports, where there's a story in every stitch. Check out their Eagles gear at their stores in Center City and in Wayne, or visit scheibsports.com. That's scheibsports.com. Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Look, I can't say I'm full of the fullest confidence because, there were some struggles earlier in the month, but I'm getting back on
track.
You're
on the road back, yes.
This will be a three-peat after I win this one. Let's welcome in our contestant today. His name is Dan. Dan has not won 206 times in Beat the Hammer. Hello, Daniel.
How you doing, Joe?
I'm feeling great. Feel pretty similar to how the Eagles should feel. Mighty confident what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear that the Haughty Hammer is back.
Me too, buddy. Me
too. I think he's trying to convince himself, Dan.
A little bit. I'm trying to pull myself along. I've been dragging in the mud. Hey, Dan, you know some sports trivia? You a big sports fan?
I'm a huge sports fan, yeah.
All right. John Rich, he likes that. Dan, I'm going to just sort of George Jefferson my way down the hallway and get ready for my victory in a couple minutes. Good luck to you, pal.
Good luck to you, too.
He's back. I don't know if he's talking himself into it or not, but definitely there he is. He's George Jeffersoning. He does have a smile on his face while doing it, though, so maybe not as intense as normal.
I need to film that.
Yeah, I know. It's very good as far – like, he's so bad at vocal impressions, but he does look like George Jefferson when he's strutting. Yeah. I mean, an oafy, goofy-looking George Jefferson.
And now he's stuck on the fact that he did that when he won.
Oh, yeah. So it's like
so
a thing now.
He will do that every week. Until you beat him, Dan.
All right, Dan.
That's right.
It's the important thing. The hammer is safely ensconced in his soundproof booth. Are you ready to play Beat the Hammer?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. 55 seconds. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. 5 questions. Our category for the week. We're doing a little Eagles, Chiefs, Andy Reid trivia today. The whole thing. Are you ready to roll, sir?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go again. The clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Question number 1. Andy Reid will become the 5th head coach to face a team he was formerly the head coach of in the Super Bowl. Name one of the other 4.
Oh, man. Mike Holmgren.
This offensive lineman is the only player to win a Super Bowl with both the Eagles and the Chiefs. Name him.
Evan Mathis?
The last time the Eagles beat the Chiefs was the 34-14 win in 2009. Who was the Eagles' starting quarterback that game?
Kevin Cobb.
This all-time Eagles great was the only player who played for Andy Reid in Philly and also won a Super Bowl ring with him in Kansas City. Name him.
All-time Eagles great. Pass.
Andy Reid has two former NFL head coaches on his current Chiefs staff who also coach with him on the Eagles. Name one of them.
I don't think Spags was my coach.
No problem. We're going to put you on hold. We got one. I doubt that'll be enough, but you never know. It is not necessarily wheelhouse. We're going to wave the hammer back in.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. I think Joe will be pretty locked in.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
See how he comes. He's slowly making his way back in.
Oh, look at that. Pinked up.
A little pinked up.
You know,
probably making the horse noises off mic.
Up.
Here he is.
I mean, I will say I'm not as confident as I was 2 minutes ago. Well, I mean, because you get near game time.
That is phenomenal.
You get
nervous.
That
was the perfect thing to come
back
to.
I'm just being honest with you.
I love it.
I mean, you know, this Dan guy, how did he do?
Are you ready? As ready as you're going to be?
Yeah, as ready as I'm going to be.
All right. Category.
Heck yeah, I'm ready. I'm the hammer.
Category for the week, a little Eagles, Chiefs, Andy Reid trivia. We're doing it all. You ready to roll?
Wow. So sitting in the category is what?
Eagles, Chiefs, Andy Reid. It's like Eagles and Chiefs and Andy Reid is the category.
Okay.
The three of those things make up all the questions.
Fair enough. Sure.
All right. Here we go.
Wow. Well,
question number one. Andy Reid will become the fifth head coach to face a team he was formerly the head coach of in the Super Bowl. Name one of the other four.
Repeat the question.
Andy Reid will become the fifth head coach to face a team he was formerly the head coach of in the Super Bowl. Name one of the other four.
I'll come back to that.
This Eagles offensive lineman is the only player to win a Super Bowl with both the Eagles and the Chiefs. Name him.
Oh, Wisniewski.
The last time the Eagles beat the Chiefs was a 34-14 win in 2009. Who was the Eagles' starting quarterback that game?
09. I just feel like it's Kevin Cobb.
This all-time Eagles great was the only player who played for Andy Reid in Philly and also won a Super Bowl ring with him in Kansas City. Name him.
Say it again.
This all-time
McCoy.
Andy Reid has two former NFL head coaches on his current Chiefs staff who also coached with him on the Eagles. Name one of them.
Spagnuolo. Question one. A coach that faced his former team in a Super Bowl. I don't think it's Shula. Who is it?
It's time.
I think John Ritchie can tell us, right?
No.
John Gruden is one of them, obviously.
So four coaches face the role.
So John Gruden, we
first off, I assume I.
4-1.
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
The hammer is now officially back. You got to get to 3 in a row to get to the point where you can say, listen, I am the hammer and everyone else isn't. And we knew it before, but it's back right in front of everyone's faces, like right in your face. In particular, this guy in Dan Roslin's face, and I'll talk to him in a moment. But, James, because that's victory number 200, and let me see here, 207. But that was a good question and a hard question.
So who were the other three? It's Gruden, Weeb Eubank, ironically enough, as
so the Jets.
That was a tough one. The other two are gettable. So one happened within the last 10 years.
Faced his former team in the Super Bowl.
It was a Super Bowl that came down to the very last play.
I really don't know. I mean, I did my work here.
Pete Carroll. Seahawks, Malcolm Butler, interception. He was the coach of the Patriots,
against
of course.
The Patriots.
Oh. Yes. And then Dan Reeves, coach of the Falcons against the Broncos.
That's a great question, and that's a tough question.
That's a tough question so much so that I didn't even think of John Gruden.
I thought Richie immediately. I was like, Richie will definitely get Gruden, obviously.
Good question. Well, listen, a great job by me. Dan, hello, sir.
Hi, Joe. Good job.
Well, you don't have to tell me, but I'll say thank you.
Yeah.
No, listen. Someone told me
he was really excited today.
No, I mean, because you're back. You're back. You're back.
You are back.
You're not Jordan wearing.
Waiting for
dude.
This.
You're
this
not.
Is, yeah,
you're not Jordan wearing 45. I put on the freaking 23 Superman cape. I'm back. I'm ready to roll. Like I'm gonna dominate in the morning show with Beat the Hammer. I'm gonna win all the time. Right. In like a year and a half, we'll be up to victory number 300. It's a beautiful thing.
That really is. It's incredible how much faster he's talking.
No, seriously.
He's like jacked.
Because you guys have no idea how. I think you have some idea, but my confidence was low.
I mean, the fact that you came back in today and were like, yeah, I'm not even as confident as I was 2 minutes ago. Said so.
I mean, I was like Roy Hobbs dating Kim Basinger. I couldn't hit the baseball. I mean, I was like Christopher Reeve after I lost all my powers in Superman.
You were similar.
But Dan, I no longer am. Because Dan,
trucker guy in the diner.
You are on one right now.
But Dan, just understand this. Superman got it back. He took that hand to that bad guy. He threw him down to shoot. Roy Hobbs hit the home run. And the hammer is back.
That's what you
do. That's exactly what you do.
That is damn impressive.
Well, yeah, I would agree with that. Dan, I have beat you up way too much.
You have.
Like that.
Let's hope the Eagles are listening and they carry this momentum into the game.
Dan, for what it's worth, you could have been anybody in this case. It didn't matter who he was beating today. It's the win itself.
Now, Dan, we are going to award you because you took this verbal beating and you took it like
a
champ.
Good idea.
We're going to award you the Eagles NFC champions. Black knit hat. It is, again, as I said earlier, it is courtesy of Scheib Vintage Sports. Dan, congratulations on being a winner while being a loser.
Thanks, Jeff.
Dan, I'm going to put you on hold so we get your information. Thanks, buddy.
All right,
let's shut that music down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
207. 207.
It's good work by you.
20 away from 227. You guys remember the TV show 227?
I do.
227.
By the way, Matt Nagy is the other coach, former head coach who was here with the Eagles on the Chiefs roster.
I would not have gotten that, I don't think. All right, let's go to the phone. No, you know, let's not go to the phones. 215-592-9494. I'm so flustered in my greatness here. I got all confused. By the way, Twitter poll question of the day.
Flustered in your greatness.
Yeah.
That is something right there. That is a sentence you don't hear very often.
Twitter poll. Jeez. Someone out there really thinks I'm a jerk. Please don't think I'm a jerk. I think I'm a good guy. I'm just really good at Beat the Hammer.
And also, like,
I'm really good at sports trivia.
Inside baseball, like, he really cares. Like, this is not, like, he part of his, like, mental or self-worth. His self-worth comes from this. Like, he matters so much.
It's part of the identity.
It's like Jalen when he was, like, crying on the podium about the Super Bowl. He's like, oh, this means so much to me. Yeah. That's you, but with Beat the Hammer.
You don't want to lose your identity. Hey, Twitter poll question today. It's brought to us by PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your complimentary evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Today's question, will Joel Embiid win the MVP award this season? He certainly has a great shot. Yesterday, for the second time in a row, he was named the player of the month. Something tells me they'll rob him again, but we shall see. You can vote at that at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Also up ahead, coming up next, in addition to all the phone calls, Elliot Shore-Parks joins us, and next, on this essentially the five-year anniversary of the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. Tomorrow is the actual anniversary date. Today's the day we're in here in studio. We will play, coming up next, the audio of how we started our show on February the 5th, 2018. And you'll hear my reaction and John's reaction, and I guess James probably got in there. I don't know. You'll hear it all coming up next. We'll have some fun with that. We'll rock all the calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. On WIP. Hey, this year, the only app you need at your Super Bowl party is FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Download FanDuel now and use promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER. So you can bet Super Bowl 57 with a no-sweat first bet. You'll get up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. And, of course, FanDuel lets you bet in so many different ways, from the money line to point spreads to player props like who's going to score a touchdown. So many ways to go. And I'll tell you, and I've been very clear about it the whole time, I think Philadelphia's going to win and win fairly comfortably. I think it's a pretty damn good bet. I really do. You can lock it in with FanDuel Sportsbook, which when you lock it in and win, you get paid how fast? Real fast, instantaneously upon the end of the game. So lock it in with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP, and sign up using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER for a no-sweat first bet of up to $3,000 for Super Bowl 57 to make every moment more with FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.